Fourth Shir on Ilchos Tshuva. We learned that there was a mitzvah of vidui, and like the Rambam says, the main part of tshuva is vidui, because the Torah writes the mitzvah of tshuva. It's a mitzvah of to stand lifnei Hashem and ve'yisvad and to say vidui. There was an interesting story was with Reb Tzvi Hirsch from Zilichov. The Ateres Tzvi wrote a pirush on the Zohar that's called the Ateres Tzvi, and he was a big rebbe. And one of his talmidim came to the stories to the rebbe, to the Ateres Tzvi, that he became a rebbe for himself. Bono bono le'atzmoy, he became a rebbe. He started to accept kvitlach, pidyoines, and by rebbes it was a big kpeide, and that a talmid shouldn't become a moire hoy ro'o b'fnei rabbi to start a fear rebbistava to become a rebbe, and the life, and when his rebbe is still alive and is over here, it's in halacha it as a base that not to be a moire hoy ro'o b'fnei rabbi, and by talmidim and rebbes was a big kpeide about it. One day this Talmid, that doesn't know that there was rumors about him that he became now a Rebbe for himself and his Moired, his rebellion against his Rebbe, the Ateres Tzvi, came to the Rebbe, to the Zilichover. And when he comes into the room of the Zilichover tells him, "Ooh, ich zed bis du angekommen, I see you came here. And the end you coming over." So he understood that the Ateres Tzvi as an Mekpeide. Something is not comfortable with that you came now. He feels that the Ateres Tzvi is not okay with him. Instead of trying to say excuses or to try to ask, what did I do? What I was wrong? He just puts himself down and he says, Rebbe, chob gichim em bet na derech tshuva. Rebbe, I came to ask a path, a way of tshuva. Tell me what to do. How should I be metaken and how should I fix over the mistake that I did? And so the Ateres Tzvi doesn't, it's not so bad, and he lets him to go. Okay, and he's over there, like that times they used to go to the Rebbe, so it wasn't only for a few hours, it was for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even more, and he was by the Rebbe, and after a few days, so he comes, this Talmid comes into the Ateres Tzvi, into the room of the Ateres Tzvi, and he tells him, Rebbe, what was my sin? What was my avera? What did I be wrong? What did I do? Ateres Tzvi told him, "Devaisnish, you don't know what he was wrong? I heard that you became a Rebbe and you started to accept Kvitlach and Pidyoines and Bista Rebbe Givon." So he says, "Nish richtig? It's not right. I never became a Rebbe. I'm a Talmid and I'm staying a Talmid and I have no machshava even to go against my Rebbe." So the Rebbe told him, "Oy, Bista Kli, you are clever. Oy, how clever you are." He says, "If other Marishan was clever like you, and the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Ayeko, what did you do? Where are you? Why did you eat from Eitz Hadas?" He was not trying to explain and to give excuses and to say it's my wife, it's this the Nachash, it's blaming someone else instead of accepting it and taking it on himself. If he would come and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chatasi, I did a mistake, give me a Derech Tshuva, everything was different. That said, Ateres Tzvi, it's interesting because the Imre Yosef from Spinker brings down this word, and also in the Pirush and the Zohar, there was a mashmoes from the story. The story is a story, but the word, the Torah, the Dvar Torah from the story, bore down in a few places from the Talmidim, from the Ateres Tzvi. What's the Yisod? What we learn from the story? Vidui is not to escape. Vidui is not to say excuses. Vidui is not also to have always to try to blame someone. Vidui is to come and to say, I'm responsible to what happened. It's not like, it's my father, it's my mother, it's my Rebbe, it was my Shgiach in Yeshiva, it's my son, it's my Osden. That's all excuses. That's all terutzim. Come and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being ashamed, and to say, I was wrong. I did a mistake. And I'm saying, Vidui. That, yes, I admit I was wrong. That's the yesod of vidui, and that's from the first chet, the first sin in the world, that was the chet of Eitz Hadas, from the start of the mistake. It's very interesting, because there's a Medrash Rabbe in Parshas Emor, says that Adam HaRishon was fasting and doing sigufim for 130 years. Kuf lamed shanim. But to say chotasi, he didn't say. Because that's very odd for a person to come and to say chotasi. That's why Mitzvah of Tshuva is also chachote, to have regrets of what happened. Kabbalah l'asi, to accept ourselves, we're going to change our ways, we're going to be better. But the main part of Tshuva is the mitzvah, lifnei Hashem, ve'yisvade, to come and say, I was wrong, I was mistaken, I'm changing myself. Hashem is going to help us.